Hillman on clubcentral.com.
Right then, let's say what's happening to Blacksmith. How are you, sir?
Yeah, man, what up?
It's very good to see you. I particularly am glad that we've got you back because we had you on 3 months ago, back in March of 2016, with another fantastic South African photographer. But it seems like a hell of a lot's happened in the past 3 months and you've kind of elevated what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you're more plausible in terms of telling me what's happened. How has the past 3 months been?
Work. A whole lot of work, dog.
Some big changes though, right?
Yeah. Big changes, new connects, traveling, more money, just doing the most pretty much.
And a lot of people, I think, now are starting to become even more familiar with your work, because you're running a lot of these Instagram streets in terms of the things that you're putting out there. Talk to me about kind of figuring out the business side of being a successful photographer, because it seems like you're doing a pretty good job at that. So you had the creative thing waxed. You know what makes a good photograph. But now it seems like more people are seeing your stuff because you're adding a bit of a commercial element.
Yeah. The business side has always been important for me. Like, from the jump, I wanted to make money out of it. I strongly just always believed in, if you really love something, you know, just work hard at it and just end up making money out of it. And for me, I never, like, lost sight of the business part of it. I always made sure, you know, my quotations is put out, invoices are sent out, people know that, you know, I'm not doing it for free. I mean, on the odd occasion, you know, I might do it, you know, just to help someone out, put a helping hand out. But, yeah, just getting everything registered, making sure that, you know, the books are straight, you know, cause I mean, you can't just be a creative and not make money out of it. Cause then, I mean, you're just working at a loss the whole time.
Let's talk about some of your favorite snaps that you've taken in the past 6 months, the past year. Which photos really pop for you in the past year? And this is how people get to know you as well, because they may not have known that you were behind that specific photograph.
Yeah. Oh, shit. There's so many photographs that I've taken in the past 6 months.
Which ones really pop, bro?
I think the ones that made headlines for me personally, like the Bonangan AKA photographs. Or, I know, like, while we're traveling with AKA, I think, like, those are the more, like, you know, photographs that I actually, like,
the really gritty ones. Yeah,
the gritty ones. It's, like, it's different. I mean, I could always do a photo shoot or whatever, but these are, like, things that happen in the moment, on the go, on the road. And I get to, like, catch those moments, and it's, like, an insight into, like, people's lives, so...
It's like documenting where someone's at.
Yeah.
I mean, you must just take loads and loads of photos every single day.
Not every day, but on a regular.
On a regular basis.
On a regular, yeah.
And what are you using? Do you use specific gear?
I'm a very simple guy. I bet people think, like, I'm using, like, the most fanciest camera or something like that. And it's not even the case. Like, I'm just using a normal Canon 600D, you know. I just pick out my lenses pretty well. I think maybe that might be a thing. I just understand light. Like, when I was in varsity, like, my photographer always, I mean, my photography lecturer, you used to always tell us, like, you know, it's not always about, like, the equipment you're using or whatever the case is, but it's more about your eye and you just understanding the concept of light. Photography is light. So if you can understand light, then wherever you go, you can just make something out of nothing. So I've always felt like it was never about what camera I was using or which lenses or whatever. It was all about me managing to capture that moment that my eyes see, but then just getting it on camera at the same time.
And getting the lighting and all of that right.
Perfectly, yeah.
I mean, how staged do you like stuff to be? Is any of your stuff at the moment very staged? Or are you genuinely just trying to capture in the moment things?
No, some things are staged.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm going to have like a... try to do an editorial photo shoot, I mean, there's particular poses that I would want to see and that I would, like, you know, plan out and make sure that the model and I are, like, you know, up to par with that, and she can just do what I'd love her to do. So then in that regard, I mean, it's staged and it's not like a moment in time where it just happened and I caught it perfectly, but it's more of a, there's a particular subject and I need to capture it, you know, in a particular way. So in that regard, yeah, it's staged.
I mean, it's kind of getting what's in your head, like you were saying, what you see as an actual photograph or an actual outcome. How are you getting better at getting people to understand your vision or articulating what your vision is?
I don't think I'm getting good at, like, explaining it. People are just getting it now.
Mm.
I've always just kept it real, kept it simple. I followed one formula the whole time, you know, and it just worked. And it wasn't even a matter of me doing it for people in the first place. Like, I just kept on doing it for me. What I felt was dope, I'm going to put it on. And I put a caption that I feel is relevant to the caption.
Mm.
But then, I know, people are weird, you know. I don't like people. So whether they like it or not didn't really affect me. Only when they liked it, I mean, I was like, yeah, word, finally. But I don't know. I just stick to what I think is dope and I stick to that. Because then if I'm going to base my progress on whether people like my stuff the whole time or not, then, mm. I mean, I'm working for people as opposed to actually me doing what I feel, you know, makes me happy. And I mean, I've just been doing me. So I think that's what's been paying off.
Is it a competitive space? I mean, are there a lot of people trying to do what you're doing? Is there a lot of, like,
yeah,
is there beef, yeah, amongst photographers in SA?
I mean, there is competition, you know. If there ain't no competition in it, it's not a sport.
Yeah.
You know, then, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's not so much of a fun game to play, if I could put it that way. But then, not necessarily beef, you know. It's always, like, good to compare yourself to other people, and, like, see where you might be ranked, you know, alongside them or whatever. But then, beef is something else, you know. Beef is it's a personal thing, you know. Now it's no longer just work-related.
Mm.
It's just now personal, and that's another thing. I don't have beef with niggas, you know.
Let's go to a question for you on WeChat. Booty says, please ask Blacksmith, don't you think in 2016 everyone thinks that they're a creative? Don't you think it's,
yeah,
become a bullshit populist ambitious word?
Yeah, I agree with you, dog. Straight up.
What do you mean? Why is everyone is creative? Everyone's
niggas creative. Think they creative. Niggas think now, you know, Bram cares just because I like some dope shit, I'm creative, I can do it too. Or I don't know, like, creativity is something else. You have to live. Thing is, I believe in living the art. I'm an artist before I'm a photographer, before I'm a filmmaker, before Blacksmith. You know, I was an artist. I studied fine art. You know, I understand the fundamentals of art. And that's what got me to what I'm doing now. It wasn't I feel creative today, let me create. Nah, fuck that. It's you have to, like, I don't know, you have to live the art, is how I like to put it. Everything around you, everything you do has to somehow feed into your work or vice versa. And if it's just a I want to be cool thing and, it's creative, it looks creative, it looks artsy. I don't know, the thing is, there's levels to all of this stuff. So I feel like, I don't know, just the word creativity has, you know, dumbed down over the past 2 years so much where we can't even tell what's real or not or who's creative or not. So I don't like calling myself creative. I'm not a creative. What I do might be creative, but I'm an artist and I'm a photographer and a filmmaker. So creativity falls within that.
You spoke about, you know, the lifestyle of it and the lifestyle of being, you know, artistic and all of that and really living it. And I mean, I follow you on Snapchat. You are invested in pop culture. You know, you photograph stuff, but as much as you photograph it, you kind of live it as well. How important is it to be immersed in the experience in order to capture the experience?
Because then it's real. Then it's no longer just a photograph.
Mm.
Then it's a photograph tells 1,000 words. That's where that saying comes in. Like, it's not just a photograph. It was a moment in time. I was actually, like, within that space, jumping up and down, or, you know, it was a very sensual moment or whatever. It was, I don't know. Yeah, it just makes it real for me personally.
So real, I mean, some people would say that stuff on Instagram is not real because it runs through so many different filters.
Yeah, yeah.
People only show the best aspects of their lives.
Yeah.
You are probably making Instagrams that have people, like, ridiculously looking at their lives and thinking, what the hell did I do today? when they see some of the Instagrams that you're putting out there. How much of what we see on Instagram should we see as real? And how much of it is kind of, I don't know, just showing a slice of someone's life?
Instagram is, like, real to a certain extent, I believe. Snapchat is real.
That's very, you can't filter anything.
Yeah,
on
you know what I mean.
You just put a
Snapchat
dog on your
is
face.
Real.
Yeah.
It happened now, you know. But then on Instagram, I mean, yeah, you filter stuff, you edit stuff. I guess that's where like maybe you might lose the authenticity of it being, I don't know, somewhat real. But then, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah, your question is just a little bit
off. It's a little overshot.
Yeah.
So a lot of people must be reaching out to you now, asking you, how do they get involved in this? How do they get better at it? What is the typical advice that you're giving back?
Yeah, yo, man, a whole lot of people like asking me for like hints and tips and advice and for me to plug them in and, you know, all these things. I mean, in my eyes, I'm not even that on yet. I'm not where I want to be. You know, I'm still, I just got on.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, fine, I mean, I've been doing it for a while, but it just got, like, started paying off, like, big now, if I could maybe put it that way in a sense. But I always give out, like, just regular stuff. Just be yourself. Trust your eye. Always trust your eye. I always tell people your eyes is the most important thing, because if without it, you won't see what you need to see. And if you can train your eye to see what, well, your camera and yourself, and just make those two like one, where you see what you see in person or in reality and what you see through the camera, then that's what you need to do. And that's like the best advice I can give. I can't tell you be a blacksmith. You can't be a blacksmith. Do you, you know? Find what you really like, passionate about, because a lot of people are trying to be photographers, you know, lately. And I mean, not that it's a bad thing, it's a great thing, you know, but then do it for the right reasons and not for just pop culture reasons. Or yeah,
well, listen, dude, it's always cool to have you stop by. You've progressed a hell of a lot in the past 3 months, and it was great even those 3 months ago having you on. And the fundamentals, I guess, have remained true in terms of what you speak about, and how you approach your craft, whether it's the visual medium in terms of film, whether it's creating photos and that. Leave me with one final pull-out quote. So we put you on the cover of a magazine. I don't know which one it would be. We put a massive pull-out quote on the front. What would you want that pull-out quote to be, Blacksmith?
Yo, that's a tough one.
You even moved away from the mic. That's a very good question.
Yeah, that is a tough one. Anyone can take a picture. It's easy to take a picture. You can take a picture. My little sister, my mom can take a picture. I mean, it's just a click of a button.
Mm.
But then there's a rocket science to capturing a moment perfectly in time.
Power. There you go. Yeah. Blacksmith, thank you so much for stopping by.
One time, y'all. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.